He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. Boy, it's the pre-holiday edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. There's not a lot of people working today. Not a lot of people on the freeways this morning. When I got to work, there was three people in the elevator going up with me. That's unusual. I usually am one of the first ones here. And I said, we all must work in the stock market in one way or another. And they all nodded their heads. You see, the stock market rarely takes a holiday. Can't be closed more than, 3 days in a row. So we'll be back on Thursday to do our fighting once again. But we're here today. The Dow's up 23 points. Hey, happy holidays. 17,835. Wouldn't take much to push us over 18,000, would it? The NASDAQ is up 10, 5,112. The S&P 500, which is now just about all 500 companies have reported earnings, and of course this quarter was much better than expected. That's why we're seeing this November rally, which should continue into December. The S&P 500 is up a point today, point and a half call it, 2,090. Oil finally back up above the $40 level, the Mendoza line, I guess you could say. Crude oil is at $42.16, and I have some commentary a little bit later on about how firm these oil stocks are looking right now. Poised maybe for a good year in 2016. Gold down 0.5%. I still see no hope there. Gold, $1,069, a strong dollar, continues to be the wind in the face, the hurricane in the face of the precious metals markets. Euro continues to sink, 1.05 now. They want you, please, go to Europe on vacation tomorrow. And the 10-year yield, 2.23. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, in a chilly San Diego, California this morning. We've had some really warm days this week, and yesterday, we sit here, we can see the storms coming from off the coast. They always come from the west, and our offices face west, young man, and we saw the storm arriving, and a chilly, I think it's down to 62 degrees or something like that here this morning. And the folks in Minnesota are saying, well, that's we'd be out sunbathing in that weather. The average price for a gallon of gas, $2.06. So if you're traveling to see grandma or the grandkids, you can thank the Saudis for flooding the market with oil, driving gasoline prices down. That's 27% lower than last year. So you know what? Hey, take a side trip. See the Grand Canyon while you're out there this long holiday weekend. Jobless claims, well, there's another reason to celebrate. One of the lowest prints in a long time. So not a lot of people getting laid off right before the holidays. 260,000, however, that's not an insignificant number. But on a relative basis, that's a very, very low number. No sign of any recession here in America, and that's one of the reasons why I remain bullish into 2016. Housing prices, here's another reason to celebrate this Thanksgiving as you carve the turkey and as you give thanks to your maker for all of our many blessings here in America. Housing prices up 6% over the last year. So bless your house, okay, and be thankful for your house. Did better than the stock market over the last 12 months. Did better than the bond market over the last 12 months. Sales of Star Wars products. Okay, are you looking for what to give to your grandkids, to your kids? Something Star Wars might be in a good idea. Sales of Star Wars products could reach $5 billion in the first year after its big December release. That's why I continue to own Disney, who will be releasing that blockbuster movie. There, it's already being heralded as a blockbuster movie. It's not even out yet. Maybe some trailers here and there. And I continue to own Hasbro, who will get the lion's share of the products being sold. Star Wars action figures are definitely on my shopping list. Maybe on my wish list, you know. I could have some fun when I go home at night playing with my Star Wars action figures after a tough day in the market. Durable goods orders. Well, I don't think Star Wars action figures are durable goods. Before long, an arm falls off, or the sword, you know, breaks in half, or the dog chews it up, something. Durable goods orders, better than expected. All right, still no signs of any risk. I'm looking. I'm trying to find something to discourage you, to make you grumpy for this holiday weekend, but I can't. Everything's positive so far. I'm still looking. Okay, well, here's one. Hewlett-Packard. Does this help Kali Fiorina? I know she's been long removed from Hewlett-Packard, but she'll forever be remembered as the CEO of Hewlett-Packard, which is hitting new lows today, and my printer still jams all the time. Well, HP, you know, divided into two. It's now HP Inc. That's HPQ. That's the $22 billion one. That looks like the one you don't want to own. That's the printers, the peripherals, the scanners, the servers, the storage devices. That's the low margin stuff. That stock getting slammed today. It hasn't been a best stock now before Carly Fiorina's time. It goes way back. It's been a dud. Talk about a stock of yesteryear. But the other one that they split into, let's see, that's HPE. Let's see how it's doing. It's up a little bit. That's the enterprise version. That's the cloud. It has all of those buzzwords in it, cloud and enterprise. Most people don't even know what it means. But you know that all the good stocks have something to do with the cloud these days. Hewlett-Packard Enterprises, HPE, is the $27 billion version of the company. And it is up 74 cents today. Both of them headquartered in Palo Alto, home of the Stanford Cardinals and home of our KDOW radio show, which is heard every morning in the Palo Alto area at 6 a.m. for you early risers. Let's see. What else do we have? Deer is running like a deer this morning. Wow, look at that. Now, that hasn't been a best stock now for quite some time. I can remember when it was, maybe 10 years ago. It's been a while. Good American company out of Moline, Illinois. They manufacture tractors, combines, cotton and sugarcane harvesters, sprayers, mowers, and backhoe loaders. That's another thing you can be thankful for this Thanksgiving weekend is the farmers. The hardworking farmers who make much of what's on your table tomorrow available to you through their sweat and their toil and the risk they take and the work they put in. They're not down collecting food stamps and hanging out on the streets or at the 7-Eleven all day. Instead, they're providing your table with a bountiful harvest once again this year. Another company, part of that harvest, is Hormel. They're going to split 2-for-1. Why not? 2-for-1 sounds good to me. Look at that stock breakout again today. You know, when I bought Hormel, it rose up in my rankings of best stocks now. And I said, really? Hormel? A best stock now? Come on, this isn't a Palo Alto lab with the latest cybersecurity software. This isn't a biotech with a bunch of people glaring into test tubes looking for the cure for muscular dystrophy like they're doing over at BioMarin. Instead, it's Hormel Foods. They're slaughtering meat. They're producing meat, pork, turkey, shelf-stable foods. Who hasn't had a bowl of Hormel chili over the last several years? Hormel is behaving like a Palo Alto technology stock right now, breaking out to new all-time highs. They're going to split 2-for-1. Does that help me? No, not really. I mean, you're going to have 2-for-every-1, but they're going to be cut in half, so it's a wash in the end, but the market likes it today, so I'm happy. A couple of solar stocks. You know what? Look, the solar stocks have been a horrible, horrible investment, and you've got two of them on the ropes here today. TERP, which is Terraform Power, went public in 2014 at $34 a share, and now it's $8 a share and hitting new all-time lows. And Sun Edison, S-U-N-E, which was spun off from Edison in the Southern California area, big power provider, also hitting the tubes today, man. New low there. On a scale of 1 to 99, it has a relative strength of 1. Solar stocks, anybody? How about oil stocks? Hey, they're looking pretty strong these days. They're catching my eye. I take oil over solar right now, and I have for the last many years. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
As world events test the nerves of the everyday investor, are you confident that your money manager will know what to do? Will he or she calmly pick up the phone and explain the way to prosper in times of turmoil? Or will they even pick up the phone at all? This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management. It's nice to know that Bill is at the helm, steering around financial storms and maybe even profiting during a downturn. If you're constantly hearing the words stay the course or asset allocation from your financial advisor, perhaps it's time to get in touch with Bill. The folks at Gunderson Capital Management will actually pick up the phone and speak with you personally. Bill will look at your current positions and rechart a course that just may keep you from going over the falls alongside your rookie tour guide. This is not the time to hitch your wagon to some junior planner who doesn't even know your name. There is almost always an answer. Search Bill Gunderson on the web or give him a call at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, sometimes we talk about these companies, and, you know, sometimes you think of them as just a ticker symbol. BioMarin, BMRN. It's just a ticker symbol. But what are they doing as a company? You know, it really aggravates me to hear politicians that vilify corporations and corporate America and these big companies that are so dastardly. You know, you sit down to your holiday table tomorrow, think about John Deere and Company that manufactures the tractors, the combines, the harvesters, the sprayers, the mowers, the backhoe loaders, that big evil corporation that helped put that food on your table. Think of Hormel. Think of Tyson Foods, which be thankful that you've got clean, healthy food to put on your table. So, you know what? Listen, I have a very hard time with people that knock America and knock U.S. companies and corporate greed and this kind of thing. Try opening a business on your own sometime and see what you're up against and the odds of succeeding. They're long, they're high, and yet many do succeed. I want to tell a little story about a guy that I knew, and this relates to this stock that I'm going to feature here. It's a high-risk stock. It's one of the more high-risk stocks that I own. They're working on a cure for muscular dystrophy. They got some news yesterday that the FDA wasn't quite impressed with the results of their Phase 2, Phase 3 trial. So the stock's down a few bucks today, but it's a $96 company, $15 billion, headquartered in that Silicon Valley area, San Rafael, California. I had a guy that I knew. I was actually assigned by my church to go visit him once a month because his family had special needs. His name was Steve. Steve was about, my age, I would say, and he had four children. Two of his children were actually in my scout troop. And Steve also had muscular dystrophy, and he was diagnosed at the age of about 22, 21, something like that. And obviously his health started going downhill. He was a scientist, Steve was, at the local college. We have some pretty good colleges here in San Diego. I believe he was a scientist at UCSD, which is right there on the ocean, up high above the cliffs, looking out over the Pacific. And Steve was in a wheelchair, by this time. We're not working anymore. But had some kind of, I guess he had Social Security disability, and that was about it. But he still tinkered around a lot on the internet and was involved in associations looking for cures for muscular dystrophy and still doing research on his own and whatnot. And I got to know him pretty well. We were pretty good friends. We went to some Padre games together. We went and saw the Doobie Brothers together. And I visited him, on a monthly basis and his family. And he also had, his wife had some difficulties too. So it was kind of a hard luck family in a way. And we talked a lot about muscular dystrophy and if there were any advances being made for a cure. And he says, you know, Bill, there's just not enough people that have my kind of muscular dystrophy. So there's really not enough money in it for these drug companies to be putting a lot of dough into it, looking for a cure. But BioMarin is one of those companies, BMRN, which is hoping to find some kind of way to maybe stop the onslaught, come up with a vaccine. I mean, there's lots of different ways to attack it. And, of course, BioMarin, this is not the only drug they're working on. BioMarin is a $15 billion market cap company. So they have a pretty good pipeline. But it's always discouraging, you know, when you get the phase two test and they report them to the FDA and the FDA says, we're not that impressed with the results. But BioMarin's not going to give up. They're going to keep trying here. BioMarin has been a very good stock over the years to invest in. It's high risk, like I say. You know, you get bad news, you get good news. You go on a venture of raising capital and coming up with a cure for something. It's a high-risk game. There's more money lost, I would think, you know, in these ventures. There's way more many of these ventures that never make it or never come up with anything, and everybody kind of loses all the money that they put into it than ones that do. And we should encourage companies. We shouldn't vilify them. And then finally, if the odds are so long of coming up with something, and if they do come up with something, then we want to vilify them for how much they're charging for it, a cure for hepatitis C, Gilead Sciences. I mean, this is a disruptive technology that turned the medical world upside down when they came up with their drug. Well, BioMarin is hoping to come up with some drugs of their own. They still have not made money. They've been around for, you know, several years, almost more than 10 years, more than a decade now. And they're still looking to make a profit at some point in time. Is that a company worth vilifying or an industry worth vilifying? I don't think so. And investors in the company have done pretty well, but obviously it's a high-risk game. This is one of the better performers in the entire market. In fact, when I compare BioMarin's performance against all the other stocks out there, it gets an A over the last 10 years. 25% per year over the last 10 years have been the returns of BioMarin. And life sciences continues to be one of the great frontiers. To me, it's the frontier that technology was 10 years ago. I think over the last 10 years, biotech has been more of the frontier. And I think it's going to continue to be the frontier out there. But again, it's a high-risk proposition. I had a guy send a tweet to me the other day. He said, Bill, should I sell my BioMarin? And I said, well, how much, what percent of your portfolio is it? He said, 20%. That's too much. You know what? It's a 3% position in my aggressive portfolio because it's an aggressive stock. There's huge return potential, and there's also extra risk in investing in companies like this. BioMarin over the last 5 years has delivered 29% to investors. Over the last 3 years, BioMarin has delivered 26% to investors. It's a stock that I currently own in my aggressive growth accounts. It's a higher risk stock. Now, the rest of the story. My friend Steve, I had invented a spreadsheet many years ago that in those days you couldn't feed data into it automatically. And he hand input. He ended up working for me and hand putting. About the only thing that worked was his brain, his eyes, and his hands towards the end. And he input that data for me. And part of this Best Stocks Now system that I have, you can thank Steve. One day Steve was being delivered home from his doctor's appointment on a city-owned little bus. And they forgot to strap Steve in. And when they stopped in front of his house, Steve went through the windshield. And God bless him. He was a good friend of mine. I hope they find a cure for muscular dystrophy someday. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta? Just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, what do you have to be thankful for this time of year? We sing a song, "Count Your Many Blessings," you know? Count them sometime. Write them all down. That's a good thing to do. Go around the table tomorrow. Keep a list. What are you thankful for this Thanksgiving? So many people, I feel sorry for people that aren't grateful, don't have gratitude in their heart, aren't thankful. Instead, they're angry and they're bitter and they want more and they will feel like they're entitled to things. Just stop and think of that your health, your family, your children, your career, your job, your home, a warm bed to sleep in every night, a car that works, you know, whatever it is. I miss my mother, you know, this time of year. It was 2 years ago, just a few days ago, we celebrated her anniversary of her passing away. She passed away a week before Thanksgiving, 2 weeks ago, and that same day, funny how things work sometimes, that same day, my granddaughter, one of my granddaughters, was born a half an hour after my mother passed away. I don't know if they passed each other in the night, but we lost one and we gained one. And then since then, I've had another little granddaughter, my son. And I am looking forward to, you know what I'm looking forward to tomorrow? The biggest thing I'm looking forward to is seeing my new little granddaughter, Gwen, who's named after Tony Gwynn, one of the great ball players of all time and a good human being. And I've had a cold for about a week, so I haven't been able to see my granddaughter. I don't want to expose her, but I think I'm good enough now. And we'll be having Thanksgiving at my son's house. And I get to hold, and I get to see my little new one. She's about 5 weeks. I can't remember. I lose track. Maybe it's almost 3 months now. She's almost to the point where she's laughing. She wakes up with a smile on her face, that kid, every morning. I think she takes after her Grandpa Bill, because I do too. I've always been teased, people that know me. Bill, I've never seen you when you weren't smiling. Oh, I said, you ought to see me when the market's down 250 points. You haven't seen me on a bad day, doggone it. But I am known for being a pretty happy disposition kind of guy. And now I've got a little granddaughter who's got that same happy disposition. That's a good thing. Okay, speaking of happy, how about Electronic Arts shareholders over the years? This is a Silicon Valley stock, okay? Electronic Arts makes those games that your kids sit and play. Instead of getting a job, they're sitting on the couch playing video games. Well, you can blame Electronic Arts for a lot of that. Electronic Arts is now a $21 billion company. They develop video game software and content for play on video game consoles. This is all of your Xboxes and your PlayStations and all this other Wii and all this other stuff. Got to admit, I don't have one. You know, the market's enough of a video game, I suppose, on a daily basis. Consoles, PC, handheld platforms, mobile phones are walking around playing video games. War this and war that. Probably not a good thing. No, I still like the strategy games. I don't play video games, but if I were, I would be definitely Madden, you know, where you're picking the plays and things like that, trying to outfox the other guy, or baseball, you know, picking the pitches. I was a pitcher. I like using my brain, trying to fool the other guy with mind tricks. You're expecting a curveball, are you? Well, take this. Here's a fastball. Whoop. You were expecting it. Oh, you just hit it over my head, out of the park. Oh, well. But that's, you know, strategy. Mindless video games I wouldn't recommend for people. Electronic Arts, EA is the symbol, has been a pretty good stock. You know, I can remember when Electronic Arts took a big swoon because of all the competition and everything. That was, you know, back in the early 90s, really, long time ago. But since then, it's been a powerhouse stock. And actually, since about 2012, EA has really become a powerhouse stock once again. And it is a stock that we own at Gunderson Capital Management in our aggressive growth accounts, which will be changing the name to Ultra Growth, come January 1st. We're starting a brand new portfolio. We're combining the aggressive with the moderate into one nice package. It's unconstrained. I can go anywhere in the world that I want. I can go to the small cap arena, the large cap arena, the mid cap arena. I'm not constrained by any market capitalizations. It has no borders. If I want to put in a European stock, I can. But it's got to be a best stock now. So I'm real excited about that new portfolio that will be starting on January the 1st. If you'd like information on that, you can give us a call at 855-611-BEST, or you can go onto the website. In fact, over this long holiday weekend, I'm preparing some flyers and brochures describing, and it'll be up on our website here soon, describing this portfolio. But one of the stocks in it, more than likely when we start January 1st, because we already own this stock, is Electronic Arts. Electronic Arts, over the last 5 years, has had a pretty good run. In fact, it's averaged 35% per year. I don't think there's a dividend. Let's just make sure. Is there a dividend in playing video games? No. They're not going to mail you a check quarterly while you sit there on the couch playing video games. But if you own the stock, over the last 5 years, you've averaged 35% per year. That's pretty good. How do you get even with your kids that sit on the couch and play video games? Invest in the company that makes those video games. EA has tripled the returns of the market over the last 5 years. Over the last 3 years, get this. EA has delivered 67% per year while the market's delivered 14. I'm sure there's some big blockbuster hits in there. I don't know the names. Game of Thrones, things like this. I don't know. I know the Madden, you know, I know football, and I know basketball, and I know baseball. I wouldn't mind playing ice hockey either. That's a way without strapping on the skates. You'd rather sit on the couch with a warm blanket and play hockey. Over the last 12 months, EA is up 54%. The market's up 1. 54%, the market's up 1. You know, on the other hand, I'm glad in high school that I played real football. I didn't sit on the couch and play video games. On my way to work, I passed my old high school where I played football. I was never much of anything, you know, but at least I, you know, made it through and gutted it out, and it was a good experience. Happy for that experience. EA up 54% over the last 12 months. Now, here's what I really like is the valuation of the company. EA is currently trading at 18 times forward earnings. Well, you know, that's just a little bit higher than the market. But this is a superior company. You know, this is not ground chuck. This is filet mignon as it relates to performance for investors. And to be able to still buy it at just 18 times earnings, I think it's a good buy. I'm not recommending it, but that's why I own it. And it's a good example of a best stock now. Meanwhile, EA is expected to grow by about 18% per year over the next 5. That means that the PEG ratio comes in at 1.08. The PEG ratio comes in at 1.08. And when I take next year's earnings estimates of $3.54 for EA, that would be 15% higher than this year. And when I grow those estimates over the next several years by 17, 18% per year and apply a multiple that I think is appropriate, we don't have to get too crazy with the multiple, I come up with a $135 target price. The stock is currently trading at $69. That's why I own it in my Ultra Growth account, which will premiere. Oh, we already have it, basically. We're going to throw those two accounts together so that I can be even more unconstrained in where I go with my investing to find ultra-growth stocks like EA. Over the last 5 years, EA has delivered 50% per year earnings growth. Take that, Hewlett-Packard. Hewlett-Packard, by contrast, has been shrinking by 6% per year. Which stock would you rather own? A beaten down Hewlett-Packard, which is going in reverse, or a best stock now like EA, which continues to march forward. In fact, in high gear these days. Again, not a recommendation, but an example of a stock of a best stock now, and one that we own at Gunderson Capital Management. What's in your portfolio? Well, you can see what's in mine. Go to my website. I'll be writing the newsletter on Friday like I do every other weekend. GundersonCapital.com. GundersonCapital.com. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement
with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Appleby. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
As world events test the nerves of the everyday investor, are you confident that your money manager will know what to do? Will he or she calmly pick up the phone and explain the way to prosper in times of turmoil? Or will they even pick up the phone at all? This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management. It's nice to know that Bill is at the helm, steering around financial storms and maybe even profiting during a downturn. If you're constantly hearing the words stay the course or asset allocation from your financial advisor, perhaps it's time to get in touch with Bill. The folks at Gunderson Capital Management will actually pick up the phone and speak with you personally. Bill will look at your current positions and rechart a course that just may keep you from going over the falls alongside your rookie tour guide. This is not the time to hitch your wagon to some junior planner who doesn't even know your name. There is almost always an answer. Search Bill Gunderson on the web or give him a call at 855-611-BEST.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
We'll
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we've been taking a look here. On Monday, we took a glimpse. We peeked around the corner into 2016. I've got just one page left on my calendar. I'm going to be flipping the page here real soon when we come back from the holidays here. And by Monday, I think, we're into December. And so the market is now looking ahead to 2016. This is now, we got 4 weeks left. And the fourth quarter of 2015 will be done. And a few weeks into the new year, we'll be reporting earnings for the fourth quarter of 2015. And companies will be closing the books on their corporate year. And it looks like right now, as I've been reporting for quite some time, that we'll have about the same exact earnings this year as we had last year. That's called stagnant. And if somebody were to say to you, just how good is this economy right now? You say, well, it's pretty good, you know. If it was so good, why does the Fed continue to maintain a zero interest rate policy? It can't be that good. I mean, without the Fed, where will we be? Where would we be? When's the last time you heard any good idea come from Washington on creating jobs or spurring the economy, getting us out of this 1.5-2% growth that we've been in for so long? That's all I hear is crickets when I ask that question. Crickets. There is no answer. They have not come up with any good ideas in a long, long time. The economy doesn't seem to be number one priority, does it? But it creeps along, and it is what it is, and it was flat this year, and the market was flat this year because earnings were flat. Earnings were flat, a couple of big reasons. Number one, oil prices that went down to $40 per barrel. After being at $107 per barrel, that took a big bite out of S&P 500 earnings, anywhere $8, $10, maybe even $12 a share, a big bite. And a strong U.S. dollar because of weak emerging markets and weak Europe, creating a strong U.S. dollar, and it hit a lot of the multinationals in the pocketbook, the Caterpillars of the world, the Cummins engines of the world, companies that sell worldwide. It hurt them. So we look ahead to next year. We pretty much write this year off as a pretty bad year in the market overall. You know, they're just, no matter what recipe you put together this year, it wasn't going to work. And there were some areas of the market that were hit a lot harder than what you see on the surface when you see that the S&P was basically flat on the year. There were other areas of the market that really took it hard this year. Well, we look ahead to next year. And logic would say, if earnings are going to be flat again next year, the market's going to be flat. Well, I reported on Monday that we're looking for 8% growth next year in earnings. That's the expectations, and markets trade on expectations. So right now, the expectations are pretty good for 2016. And we're buying stocks based on those expectations, and obviously we're looking for stocks that have superior upside potential over the next 1 to 5 years. But I report this every week in my newsletter. This is holds the key to the market. It's earnings. It's an earnings-driven market. As long as earnings continue to grow at a company or at an index, then that index or that company is going to continue to go higher. And the reason why you saw the market stall this year and level off was because earnings stalled and leveled off. And in some areas of the market, some sectors of the market, earnings got hammered. A lot of the oil, gas, energy, companies that deal overseas and sell overseas, they were not flat by any means this year. They got clobbered this year. It's very difficult. If you've got a portfolio, if you're a money manager that made any money this year, it was a very, very difficult. Most people, you know, the average, I don't know. I would think the average would be down 8-9%, somewhere in there. when you take the average portfolio across America. And I think a lot of people did a whole lot worse than that. Hedge funds had a very, very poor year. So that's why we look ahead to 2016. And the formula that I use is, hey, let's go in and look at the parts. And let's look at the sum of the parts. There's 500 companies that make up the S&P 500. And let's take a look at those companies. And let's add up those earnings. And let's figure out how much the S&P 500 is going to make next year. Because that holds the key to whether or not this bull, which began 6.5 years ago, almost 7 years ago, in March it will be 7 years, that holds the key as to whether or not this thing can continue or not. And I report that on my newsletter every single weekend. I'll be working on the newsletter again this weekend. It may not be as ambitious as most newsletters are, maybe just a little bit more condensed this time around due to the holidays, but the information will be there that you need to hopefully make your decisions by. What's in your portfolio now? Well, you can see what's in my portfolios now. The newsletter will be coming out either Friday or Saturday morning. You can go to the website, GundersonCapital.com, to sign up for our weekly newsletter. And don't forget our money management. We have best funds now. The best ETFs, mutual funds in one nice package. We have the ultra growth, which is unconstrained anywhere in the world, small caps, mid caps, large caps. And then we have the conservative growth, which I'm going to rename premier growth. These are premier companies, blue chip type companies, but they're still growing. They're not Hewlett Packard. And then, of course, we have the growth in income, which is the safest one of all. You're getting 1% in CDs. You're getting 2.3% in treasuries. You have very little chance in treasuries of capital appreciation. This portfolio seeks income and capital appreciation in dividend paying stocks, which I prefer to bonds. I think bonds have risk going forward. They have interest rate risk. To talk to us about money management, 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great Thanksgiving.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.